Hello everyone, Dee here, New York City, and guess what this podcast is? This Thursday in February. Well, how's the weather? It's the weather podcast, yep. Well, we've been having some cold, normal weather for February. New York City used to have a more temperate climate, sort of humid and hot, but we have a lot of weather issues with biowarfare and chemtrails, which cause a change in weather and sunshine. Nanometal particles, aluminum, barium, dried blood, virus, all kinds of byproducts getting dumped on us 24/7 out there, change the weather. But the weather's getting warmer. The next few days will be like in the early 60s. So that'll be cool. I may take a walk, pick up a delivery. Also, let's see. My last podcast did fairly well. The thing is, I don't monetize here. I should, and I probably could earn some money, which I could use. But I live on a low fixed income, on food stamps, and didn't see anything from my accident, like I said. So, you know, we look forward to some warmer weather this spring and summer here. Okay. That was another issue I wanted to touch on, but maybe we'll try next time. All right, so the weather is, going to be fairly nice next couple of days, unseasonably warmer. And for New York City, I'll be letting out a squirt soon. I guess it's, how's the weather squirt? Yep, just for all of you, you know. What I do to get my squirts going is I sort of create some sort of a vacuum, like in my self with the dildo, and then you pull it out, and I drink a lot of juices and some, you know, old juice that helps it out, herbs, since I'm a vegetarian, supplements, vitamins, get it going. That's why I have the length I do, and I'm vegetarian, so I have a stream there, and I need to eat some root vegetables, so it kind of counterbalances things there when I squirt, if you want to know about squirts. Well, the last podcast did fairly well. I guess there's interesting topics out there that humans should be concerned about. Yeah, well, listen, if you take a test or a shot, you never know what's in those things. I've been vegetarian most of my life, trying to be a lectin-free vegetarian for my blood type, but I have some issues with our kitchen here and stove not turned on, and we have an old building, and I don't know what happens here. You know, you work hard for 30 years and you wind up with a lot less. But if you take those tests and shots, you never know what's in those things. Javits Center gave out 700,000 tests and shots. They still have Omicron's virus in there, and I hear that the Chinese have put rat particles, mouse, who knows, whatever else is in there. Could be human. We never know. And today, if you want to become a rat like Mickey Mouse, I guess, take your tests and shots. Maybe 6 million humans today have died. It's possible because they're human. If they were part rat, like a lot of folks are these days, or, I don't know, reptile or insect, they may not get affected as much. But the program is not political, religious, or racial. It's just that those that are running things don't like humans, and there's a war against us as a human being. That's my thoughts, and that's the theories that I came up with. So, I don't know, it's up to you, you know. You take your tests and shots. It's sort of like Russian roulette there, or you're gambling, and you take your chances there. You know, you never know. Yeah, by the way, Lords of the New Church was a great band. They had a song called Russian Roulette back in the day, and New Church. And we supported a church down the block called the Limelight, if anybody remembers. I don't get to go there anymore. They closed it in 2006. I was there. And CBGBs and a lot of other rock clubs were taken out. Well, today, everyone gets their monetizations off of YouTube. But my YouTube channels are DB Burns there, or DB Burns Pasvolsky. Past Love in the Sky. That's why I scored, I guess. All right, then. I don't see much off of YouTube. I'm not monetized there, and any of my squirts that I might have had up on another site were pulled. couple of my other sites are still up, but they're very old sites, like 5-6 years old. But I do have new squirts. If anybody's interested, you can message me, 917-478-9022 or 51dbb.dbb.dbb@gmail.com. Maybe we could work something out. I used to do Skype and all these other. I had did some live cams at one time, but never a live squirt. It could be, you know, profitable for me, but I don't know. I'm be 64 in September. Okay, guys. See you for now. The weather is going to be warm. Next couple of days, anyway.